Masechet Avodazara, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Shloshi Yomim Lefneim, Ushloshi Yomim Lachareim, Asur. Rabbi Yishmael said 3 days prior to the religious holidays of the guy in the serve Avodazara to Asur to do business with them. And so too, 3 days after the religious holidays of the guy is also Asur to do business with them, as according to Rabbi Yishmael, even in the days after their religious holidays, if you do business with them, it's possible that they would go give praise to their Avodazara. The Chachamim argue, they say that only in the days prior to their religious holidays is also to do business with them, but after their religious holidays, it would be mutter immediately to do business with them. Now that with the Chachamim asked to do business with Goyim in the days prior to their religious holidays, that's only while Klal Yisrael was still in Eretz Yisrael, but after they went into Golos, where their Iker Parnassa was doing business with Goyim, and it was impossible for the Chachamim to answer so many days out of the year to do business with the Goyim, the Chachamim in Golos only answered on the religious holidays itself from doing business with them, but on the days prior to their religious holidays, it would be mutter to do business with the Goyim. And the Rav points out that nowadays the minhag is to do business with the Goyim even on the religious holidays itself, the reason being that it's clear to the Rabbanon that nowadays the Goyim would not go give praise to their Avodah Zarah simply because they did business with the Yisrael, so there's no reason anymore to answer from doing business with the Goyim even on their religious holidays itself. Masechet Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Be'eluei Dan Shel Goyim. The following are the religious holidays of the Goyim in which it's usher to do business with them, and also on the 3 days prior to these holidays you cannot do business with the Goyim. Kalanda. Kalanda means New Year's. The New Year's of the Goyim at that time was right at Tekufas Teves, when the days start to get long. The 8 days at the beginning of Tekufas Teves is called Kalanda. Ustarnura. Starnura are the 8 days before the beginning of Tekufas Teves. As Adam Arishon, when he saw that the days are starting to get short, he got very concerned. He thought maybe because of his Avera, the world was going to turn into Tohu Bebohu, it would become desolate. And he sat for 8 days betinus. And then when the day started to get long again, he realized that this is the minhag of the world, the days get short and then long again, and he made 8 days of yontif. And on the following year, he made all 16 days into a yontif. He did it l'shem shemayim, and the guy made those 16 days into a yontif l'shem. There avodah zara ukratesim. Kratesim is the day in which the Malchus Romi started. They made that into a holiday for the avodah zara. V'yom genusya shel malachim. The day that the Melech was appointed to be king, that was also a holiday for Avodah Zarah. V'yom Haleda, the birthday of the present king. V'yom Hamisa, Dibri Rabbi Meir. And also the day that the previous king had died is also a holiday. V'chachamim Oimrim, Kol Misa Sheyesh Basreifa, Yesh Ba Avodah Zarah. V'she'ein Basreifa, Ein Ba Avodah Zarah. Anytime the previous king, when he died, they burnt his possession, then the Yom HaMisa is a holiday for the Avodah Zarah. But if they did not burn his possessions when he died, then his Yom HaMisa is not considered a holiday for the Avodah Zarah. Avo Yom Teglacha Zekeno Ublo Riso. But on the day that a person shaves his beard or cuts off his boliris, boliris is the hair on the back of the head, as in those days they let their hair in the back grow very long, they cut it off only once a year, and the day somebody would shave his beard or cut off his boliris, he would make a private holiday to the Avodah Zarah. Yom Sha'Allah Bo Min HaYam, or on a day that an individual came back safely from the Yam, he would also make a private holiday. V'yom Sh'yasa Mi Beit HaSurim, or on a day that somebody got let out of jail. V'goy Sha'asa Mishta L'Bno, or on a day that a guy would make a party for his son, that he married off his son. Eino Asur Ela Oso HaYom V'Oso HaIsh Bovad. It would only be Asur on the very day of the holiday, since it's a private holiday, it's less Chashiv, and it's only usher to do business on the day of the holiday, but the days prior to the holiday, it would be mutter. And it's also only usher to do business with the person who's making the holiday, but with other people it would be mutter to do business with, as opposed to the holidays mentioned earlier in the Mishnah. Those are public holidays. They are more chashiv, and therefore, even the days prior to the holiday, it's usher to do business with the guy.